Sorry, Aaron. In Coming of Age class, we spent the year thinking and talking about what is true for us now and what we believe is most important as we prepare for young adulthood in this faith. This morning, we will be sharing where we are in that process with you. My core beliefs center around rationalism, naturalism, and humanism. These are the processes by which I acquire beliefs and implement them in the world. Rationalism is, at its core, the process of updating your belief to match the world around you based on evidence. It is the effort to make your belief about the world match what the world is actually like. By observing the world and collecting information about it, and then incorporating these observations into your view of the world, you bring your ideas about the world closer to reality, and your ideas become more accurate. Naturalism is the belief that everything can be explained by natural rather than supernatural causes. When seeking to explain why something exists the way it does, naturalism explains it through natural causes rather than supernatural intervention. Naturalism stems from rationalism because the process of basing beliefs on evidence does not support supernatural explanations, as our observations are of the natural world, and such a supernatural influence could not manifest itself in our observations of the world. After all, if they were an observable part of the world, they would be natural rather than supernatural. I do not believe in any supernatural occurrences because I have not encountered evidence that suggests that they exist. Specifically, I believe that consciousness can be fully explained by the functions of the brain and that there is no supernatural soul that gives us consciousness. What we experience as consciousness is the product of our neural functions, not some irreducible essence that gives us thought. I am agnostic, as given the lack of evidence of a God, there is no reason to believe that there is one. However, there is also no evidence that there is not a God. We really don't know one way or the other. Likewise, I do not believe in any afterlife. However, being a moral person is not tied to believing in a God. We can treat each other well without any higher power telling us to do so. We must give our own lives purpose, as there is no higher power doing so for us. We should make the best of our lives right here, as this is the only one we have. In the absence of supernatural aid, we should help each other as much as we can and make for ourselves the best world that we can. By helping each other, we make all our lives better, and everyone ends up better off. Thank you.
Hey, guys. Some familiar faces out there, some not so familiar. I know the people behind me probably know me a little bit more than they'd want to, but... Hello. My name is Ashley Blum Woodland. I have two last names because I have two wonderful fathers that gave me their last names. The hyphen in my last name represents their relationship, something that in this day and age, but also in the time when it wasn't acceptable for their relationship to be existent, I view as inspirational. I've never been very good at doing anything in front of a crowd except for making a fool of myself. The feeling of so many pairs of eyes is really scary. But, you know, coping with your feelings and your insecurities is all part of growing up, everyone seems to say. So let's give it a go. When we're younger, we're usually asked what we want to be when we grow up. But we're rarely asked who we want to be when we grow up. Regardless, our answers are typically nothing original. You know, I want to be a princess or a fireman or a police officer. Family's been extremely important to me, and I'm still growing up, though I'm reluctant to admit it, and I'm still figuring out who exactly I want to be. Nothing I tell you today will be original. Yes, these are my thoughts, and these are my self-definitions, but they've all been thought, written, and said by someone else before me. I'm not an original, and whether you wish to admit it, neither are you. Neither are any of us. This is a recent realization that happened in my life. It has happened to many before me and will happen to many after me as well, because, as I said, we're not original. To some, this world and this would become an existential crisis, but to me it was just another deep thought that made less sense when I thought about it more and kind of made my head hurt a little bit. I believe that in some point in our lives and throughout our lives, we make many decisions that decide a majority of our future, which is a scary thought if you think about it. And we never truly know which decision that is, but that decision will inevitably be made, and it may not be the final decision, but it will impact our lives for the distant futures. Reluctancy to find out who I am and defining who I am has been a common theme throughout my life. It seems as though I'm reluctant to do anything in fear of a displeasing outcome. However, this does not keep me from attempting bizarre activities such as snowboarding due to my almost dangerous amount of self-confidence. The thing is that all these bizarre activities and even not quite funny jokes that I make are just a facade and a way for me to deflect the question of who I want to be. So I play soccer and say I'm a soccer player and end the conversation, then do the same with dance, snowboarding, music, scientific activities. I've become so engulfed in labeling myself and attaching myself to things that I don't identify with, and I use these activities as a blockade for the idea of having any solid knowledge of who I am, because any true and final label of Ashley Blum Woodland is probably one of the scariest thoughts that I'm yet to think. Because once we make a decision of who we are, that becomes a part of who we are and how we live our every breathing moments. I'm completely terrified of someday knowing the truth of who I am, because whether or not I like the truth about me will not change the fact that that is the truth. The whole point of this credo is for us to decide the next path that we will direct our lives towards. And this just may be one of those decisions that changes my life for the future. I have had more access than the majority of people to different cultures and religions. And I'm still unable to truly make up my mind. Maybe, though, my mind not being made up is my indecision. I'm no particular religion, and I'm indecisive about all of them because I don't identify with any one in particular. I identify with the peace in Judaism, the belief of good works in Christianity, the belief in unity of Unitarianism. It's all a big part of who I am and will continue to be a part of who I am for days to come. So if I were to tell you that I knew who I wanted to be, even now I wouldn't know a true label. I'm all religions and none at the same time. All I can say sincerely is that I value my family, I value my truths, and though I'm often lacking confidence in this area in particular, I value myself. I'm not only glad, but I'm also proud to say that my name is Ashley Helen Blum Woodland. I am who I have made myself to be with the help of so many of you today. And for now, that's perfectly okay. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Trent Miller. I believe my role and purpose during this life is to not take it for granted. I believe for all of us as humans, our purpose is to create, explore, and expand for the better. The most fundamental thing for a growing child is education. With education, he or she will be able to work on problem-solving abilities that may help them later in their lives. For me, my guide and motivation in life is to keep striving no matter what. I believe myself to be a Unitarian and to follow what is expected from me in years to come. I understand that my viewpoints and ideas will change as I get older, although I feel that what is most important to me will stay embedded in me for the rest of my life. I believe the most important things to me are family, friends, education, health, and empathy. I feel without these basic human necessities, we will keep letting history repeat itself. It is almost as if humans have a function inside them for violence, which is why these great conflicts and warmongering politicians continuously show up in our society. We feel as if the only way to get something done is by force and destruction. What if this wasn't the case? What if there was some way to explore, create, and expand in a civilized way that did not end people's lives and destroy communities? Unfortunately, it seems we have not reached a conclusion, but if all these important ideals were a part of human nature, maybe we would not be so divided. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Rose Clales. I believe in theater. I believe that the lights on the stage can set the tones of scenes, and I believe that people need to understand their characters in order to act as them. This is, of course, a metaphor. Stage lights are things that affect our lives, our friends, our loved ones, even our churches, and our own emotions. They can change the entire feeling of our parts of our lives. Presenting harsh lighting that incites fear, or soft, gentle lighting encouraging love and reassurance. I believe that when you become a character, you must understand everything about them, even the things you don't like. This applies to people in your life as well. Even when you don't like someone, you need to work to understand them. I also believe in the individuality of each person. Every person is important in their own way. Maybe their stage lights are a little brighter or present a different, more critical mood to things. Either way, they add to the group. When people begin to understand each other within a group, they begin to understand love, which is the defining attribute of my faith. While I believe strongly in the power of a script, I think writing this down will not define me for very long. What will define me is the support and experiences I had while writing it. Human beings are in a constant state of change, and who I am today is not who I was yesterday, or even who I was when I began writing this statement. But while I was writing this statement, I was supported by loved ones. These people and their love helped me to create this statement. They listened carefully and tried to understand my words. Because of their love, I was able to express myself fully, and that will shape me as I grow and change throughout my life. Love is a defining attribute not only of my own personal beliefs, but also the Unitarian Universalist faith. In my opinion, love should not be reserved for certain people. Perhaps one can love people differently, but love should be given to everyone. Because once you love someone, don't you feel more compelled to understand them? Once you feel compelled to understand others, you can begin to build bridges with them. After those bridges are built, you can begin to see the value of each person. Understanding individuals through the eyes of love allows us to accept them, regardless of if they change or if they have differences. Thus, I believe love is very important. So, here I stand before you, a girl who believes in love and theater and all of you. Thank you very much for your time.
Hello, I'm Ben Smith. Acceptance. Acceptance of one another is the beginning of our third principle. We UUs use this word very often to describe who we are, and I find this word to be one of the centers of my beliefs. How can we learn if we are not accepting of other people's ideas? As UUs, we do a very good job of acceptance, and that is one of the reasons I love this community. We are involved in social justice, we are non-discriminatory, and we let anyone who wants to show up in. However, in our quest for acceptance, sometimes we can get stuck. I think we can all agree that some people are less accepting than others. They could be racist, homophobic, or intolerant of other people's religious beliefs. We need to accept these people and listen, as the hard part of acceptance is listening to all people. We may disagree with their ideas, but we can still preach our principles of religious tolerance, kindness to the earth, and acceptance. Now back to me. I'm using acceptance as one of my beliefs because my other beliefs are still not set in stone. I believe that being a compassionate person can only bring back good, and that whatever purpose life may have, what God is going to send a kind and generous person to hell? As far as what my life may look like in the future, I don't know yet, but hopefully I'll know soon. What I do know is that through the hard work of acceptance, I'll be able to make the right decisions. Thank you.
Theo Weisflam. That's me, a student, athlete, and I like to think a traveler of the world. I've had the privilege of seeing many world cultures, but even at home on my commute downtown most mornings, I've observed the diversity of all people. Through my experiences of many different cultures and people, I have recognized that everybody needs something. The priority for us as humans should be to help each other, not a higher being like God. We know that there are people who are impoverished and struggling. So why should we focus on God, which I'm not even sure exists? However, what we do know is that we exist, and we have problems that we can only solve together. Life and the world are scientific and have reason behind it. However, something about humans goes beyond this. Through my biology and chemistry courses, I have seen that there are scientific reasons that explains all of existence. But Emotions, like sympathy and love, seem to go deeper than pure reason. The reasons why one person is best friends with another, or why one person loves another, go past the science that we know right now. Maybe in the future we'll find out more about why these connections occur. In conclusion, life should be less individualistic and more of a community effort towards the greater good. I consider life to be scientific, but not all of it's completely explained by the rational thinking which I have been learning. All in all, this credo will continue to develop as I experience more, but this is my core and will always be a part of me. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Maddie Riley. I live in Mount Airy with my parents and two younger siblings. This year, with the help of my mentor, I was able to identify three things, in no particular order, that I strive to do in my life. These things all give me a sense of fulfillment, and they give my life purpose. The first thing is to help people succeed and be happy. I try to alleviate people's worries, and I have found that worries often come from caring, but that it isn't always necessary to worry, especially when worrying cannot change the outcome of a situation. Unfortunately, in trying to lessen people's worries, I sometimes increase my own. I'm always trying to do what I think is most convenient and beneficial for others, but balancing what I want with what I think others want can cause stress. However, I'm a strong believer in the power of a community, and a community's ability to relieve stress and bring people together. When people come together to work towards a common goal or goals, they can establish trust and become very comfortable with one another. In this situation, there is an unspoken platonic love. While I don't believe in any religious or ghost-like spirits, I do believe in the spirit or energy that a group of people can create with one another. When united, people are very powerful and can accomplish spectacular things. The second thing that I strive to do in my life is to be happy with whatever it is that I'm doing. I want to make the most of and enjoy every moment of my life so that I can have as few regrets as possible. However, this does not mean that I have to do anything miraculous or world-changing. Taking opportunities to try new things, doing things that I love, and spending time with people who I love makes me the happiest. The third and final thing that I value in my life is being myself. I take pride in being independent and unique, and I try hard not to succumb to societal pressures. I spend time with people who I like and who don't expect me to change for them. I greatly value the people in my life because they have influenced who I am, and they support me in my efforts to continue growing as a person. I understand that my beliefs may change as I move through life, but I believe that who I truly am will never change. I don't think that people adopt new personalities and become new people throughout their lives. Rather, I believe that people grow old. I lost my place, sorry. Rather, I believe that people grow and add on to themselves as they gain more experiences. I am lucky to have a community like USG to help and support me as I get older. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Alex Martin. I'm going to get straight to the point. Personally, I don't believe in a God, and my reason for that belief is that I believe in science and facts and things that you can prove. I believe that people's purpose is to help one another and to make others happy. My purpose is to make any person's life better. Everybody should be treated with respect, no matter how rich and powerful you should be, and you should still be humble and kind to others. I came to these beliefs because I dislike separate social classes and how some people have more power than others. The U.S. government is a prime example of social inequality and power. Their representatives in the government have more power than the people that it's supposed to serve. Sometimes that power is abused and it hurts the weaker classes. If there is equal power in the country and world, then being taken advantage of would not be a problem because everybody would be the same and the world would be fair, and we'd be one step closer to a utopia. The bottom line is that everyone should be treated equally. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Colin McLaughlin. Today, instead of presenting the credo, my credo, like the great people behind me, I'm going to tell you why I chose not to present a typical credo. Although I'm not sharing my credo, I did write it, and the process of writing it was very powerful and transforming. In fact, all three of the youth courses have had a profound effect on me. Now my explanation. The primary reason I'm not sharing is that I believe a person's beliefs should always be changing, and that for some people, sharing their beliefs might make them feel like they cannot change them. Your beliefs should be very important to you, and trying to force them to stay the same might stop you from improving and finding new beliefs which fit you better. Beliefs should be like objects that you have in a box, and you can switch them out at any time to your benefit. I think that for some people, presenting their beliefs can be very beneficial, but for people like me, it makes me feel like I have an obligation to uphold the beliefs I stated once when I was 14. Therefore, I think that presenting your beliefs should be a personal choice, but I believe everyone should examine and evaluate them like we did in this class at least once in their lives. Ultimately, I think that sharing your beliefs can have great benefits, but some downside. And so it should be a personal choice, which should be respected by everyone. That's all I have to say. Thank you.
My name is Ruby Ginsburg, and I'm 15. I've been a Unitarian Universalist for my entire life. Despite this, I don't know everything I believe. And by the looks of it, I probably won't ever know everything I believe. But at the moment, one thing I know for sure is that having friendships and strong relationships are important for support and happiness throughout life. Recently, at my school, I felt very stressed and overwhelmed. I told my advisor about my situation, and his listening and support helped me come up with a solution. To receive this support, I first had to approach him, which took some courage on my part. Without this relationship and others like it, I would still be overwhelmed. I would be left to deal with stress by myself, even when there is too much going on for one person like me to handle. In addition to this, I have some very strong friendships. My friends provide support for me when I need it, and in turn, I provide support for them. We are able to help each other because we are oftentimes in similar situations. There are times when I don't know how to help a friend, but I do know that when I need support, just knowing that someone is there to listen to me can go a long way. I believe that a good relationship is a give and take. They support me, but I also support them. I think that these types of relationships are a key factor in being happy because without them, I would spend all of my time working through problem after problem by myself. And don't you think that would become a rather lonesome lifestyle? Thank you.
My name is Lucas Jaeger. Writing my credo statement has been a long road, over 3 writing sessions, 2 group retreats, around 20 classes, and lots of thinking, and I can't wait to share it with you all today. There are a lot of things that I know to be true, and many that I don't know anything about. There's also a lot that I currently know, but I'm not fully aware of it yet. I use it to get through my day, but I don't yet know how. I believe that there is power within all of us to love and hope and believe. However, we as humanity do not fully understand how it works. I do not believe that there is one larger power who put us on this earth and who is watching over our actions and forcing everything to happen. Instead, I believe in knowledge, either scientific or about people and their many varying beliefs. Many people, including not only close friends and family, but also more distant acquaintances, have shown me that I need others to succeed. However, sometimes I need to be independent in order to gain the experiences and skills I will need throughout my life. These things enable me to be a more open person, listening to what everyone has to say and trying to help them. They help me start to discover things that I do not know and help me begin to understand the things that I do. We as humanity do not have one general purpose on Earth. Instead, we all have individual purposes that can contrast and sometimes conflict with one another. But this does not make one purpose better than another. It simply means that they are different. One of my purposes is to leave both the world and every situation better than I found it, big or small. Over my life, I've learned that I never stop learning. And that means that humility and patience are necessary to realize that we're never done discovering who we are. As I grow as a person, I look forward to learning more about the power within all of us and trying to discover it within myself. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Avery. In terms of existence, I think that humans exist because the universe works in a scientific way. I believe this because I see more evidence and logic to support this idea. Because of this, I do not believe in gods or other entities. In terms of purpose, I do not think there is a specific purpose or reason that people are here. I think that people should help each other out in a community and try to be peaceful with one another. There are many things in life I find important, but not as much as happiness. You can find happiness in everything, but it's harder to find it in some things than others. You can find happiness in poverty, for example. You can still have friends and wake up in the morning to experience things like the smell of coffee. But we do want to improve situations for ourselves and others. Experiences are a big part of all our lives, and my life experiences have helped shape the person I am today. I'll continue to experience new things and learn from them. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Frances Gardner, and I've been a part of the Coming of Age class for the past academic year. I've been raised as a Unitarian Universalist for my entire life, and being a UU has shaped my beliefs and values as I know them today. Some examples are equality and social justice. UUism made me realize how important it is to help people. It has shaped how I interact with people from all walks of life. It has shaped how I go about living my own life with compassion and understanding of other people's problems. It's also given me my purpose. Well, the purpose I believe I have so far. On the topic of purpose, I would like you all to know what I believe mine is. My purpose is to help heal the world, even in the smallest way possible. My purpose is to help at least one individual and most the physical world and society. I know that's darn near impossible, but my purpose is to try. I have some more personal purposes as well. My purpose is to grow and learn as a human being, to do what I love and make the most out of my life. By growing and learning and doing what I love, I can grow nearer to my main purpose. In my opinion, everyone has their own purpose. Purposes don't necessarily come from a higher power, but from our beliefs themselves. If someone believes that their purpose comes from a higher power, then it does. If somebody believes their belief comes from just being human, then it does. That part doesn't matter, just the fact that we all have something to work for in our lives. Thank you.
My name is Maisha Carter. I am 15 years old. Here are some quick facts about me. I am 5'2" tall. My favorite color is green. My favorite animal is a dog. I like sunny days and warm weather. I like to swim and write stories. I'm a peaceful person and the less provoked. I also like to spend time in my room. Being alone makes me feel safe, happy, at rest, at peace, and also allows me to use my imagination. I think God put us here to serve each other and share kindness. The most important thing to me are peace, love, and getting along with other people in other countries. I believe that the soul is eternal. I believe life begins and ends, but the soul continues into another being. I believe God sees us all, cares about us, and answers our prayers, but not in the way we want or the time we want. I believe God is the most creative being. I believe my purpose is to create. Also, especially with my writing, I use my imagination to come up with ideas, then put them into my writing, and then share them with other people. I believe in what Albert Einstein says, imagination is more important than knowledge. Knowledge is limited, whereas imagination embraces the whole world, stimulates progress, and gives birth to evolution. He also says, creativity is contagious. Pass it on. Thank you.
On that note, my name is David Hammond. Purpose, noun, the reason for which something or someone exists. Now, that's pretty deep, and I've done a lot of thinking on this topic, and let me tell you, it has not been easy. As a 15-year-old being asked what my purpose in life is, I didn't even know where to start. Make the world a better place. I know, it sounds like the beginning of a Hallmark card, but bear with me. As I looked closer and really thought of what the world means to me, I found community, friendship, and love. This is what I believe in. This is what I practice. I practice the UU community, I practice my friendships, I practice love. God does not give me purpose, I give myself purpose. I do not practice God because I do not know if there is a God out there. I know that there is community, friendship, and love. I believe that it is not our purpose that defines us, but what we do to act on that purpose. This is why I pride myself in enriching my community, building my friendships, and loving. Or in other words, making the world a better place. I would like to end this reading with a quote by the Nobel Peace Prize winning philosopher Albert Schweitzer. The purpose of human life is to serve and to show compassion and the will to help others. And as long as we are doing this, I have my purpose. Thank you.
Treva Berger and Jason Bender and I co-taught the coming of age class this year. Thank you. We asked each parent to share a description of their youth and then combine them to create a composite appreciation of the whole class.
You are cute and curious, and every day with you is an adventure.
You are a deep thinker, a rebel, and a skeptic.
We appreciate your compassion and engaged presence. We delight in your enthusiastic nature.
You enjoy life and never take anything too seriously. You are quite thoughtful, but always find the lighthearted joy in any situation.
We love your passion for puzzles and games, justice and fairness, and the joy you find in performing simple kindness for family and friends.
You have a loving and generous heart. Your ability to see the light within everyone is humbling. I admire your willingness to stand up for principles and for people who need advocates.
You are honest and intelligent. You take responsibility for your actions and have developed close and healthy friendships.
You are introverted and astute. You have a very wry sense of humor.
You are brave and self-determined.
You are quiet and introspective, competitive but a good sport. A rule follower and playful, a loyal friend and a loving family member.
You are born an old soul. You are fiercely protective of those you love and have immense empathy.
You have grown up to be such a kind and good-natured person. Your inquisitiveness and ability to solve problems will serve you well in life.
You are extroverted and astute, quick to participate, make decisions, and try new things.
Your strength is your open-hearted, compassionate stance toward people, animals, and the environment.
You are a dear child with a big heart and a vivid imagination. You are an ethereal thinker.
It has been wonderful to watch you grapple with the big questions this year. Your confidence and willingness to put yourself and your ideas out there has really impressed me.
It has been a privilege to be a part of your life.
Despite your teenage years and the growing pains that come with them, we are honored to be your parents. You are really awesome.
We are so proud of the thoughtful young person you have become.
I have learned much in my years of knowing you.
It is wonderful to be witness to how a young adult is beginning to emerge from our child.
I feel blessed by your presence in my life.
May you always remain true to yourself and have the courage to challenge the status quo when you become uncomfortable.